How's your memory? Do you have a good memory?
Well, I don't have a very good memory. As you may have heard last week, I took part in a test and I did start to improve my memory, but there's a long way to go. Now, international speaker, best-selling author and grandmaster of memory, David Thomas, has been helping me. Hi, David. Now, you were quite impressed last week with my improvement in memory.
Well, I was impressed and I wasn't impressed, to be perfectly frank. You did brilliant, Si. But to be honest, to be fair, everybody does well.
Tell us a bit more about memory, David. How does it work? Because last week I was associating objects with images. I was wondering, is there a logic to these images?
Well, there is and there isn't. We have 14 brain skills that make us what we are. So on one side, we've got 7 creative and we've got 7... on the other side, we've got 7 logical. So we've got things like... On the logical side, we've got sequence, words, analysis, numbers, logic, linearity, and lists. On the other side, we've got things like colour, wholeness, imagination, rhythm, dimension, daydreaming, spatial awareness. Now, the key to studying, or learning new information, but studying is part of that, is to actually learn it by just simply using more of the brain skills. So what I'm doing with that exercise that we did last week, where we did a nice little story, is that I use sequence, logic, numbers, learning in a list. I use a logical side, but at the same time, I'm using a creative side. So I'm asking you to think in images, so we're using imagination, we're using dimension, daydreaming, spatial awareness, we're using all those skills. It's just a question of tapping in into this more of this incredible brain that we have. Because probably the most important point that we're going to make over these series of sessions is that we all have unbelievable potential within our brains that we don't even know exists. It's a question of finding the techniques that allows us to release that potential. And that's all I did last week with you. You got an average score before, 30, 40%, and you got an average score afterwards of 90%. That's the average that we get when people learn how to use the brain in the way that it naturally works and find the strategies, techniques, and then put them into practice, because it does require practice too.
Now, you spotted something in me that the first time we spoke, and that was that I'm totally average.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. That would be very, very hard. I'm sure you have some talents deep within that are due to come out at some point in your life. So, I mean, I've not spotted many yet, but I've spent time with you.
One thing is, I'm not very good with names. So help me to improve my memory for names then.
Well... My goodness, if I had a quid every time everybody suddenly said, you know, can you show me how to improve your names? I'd have enough for a packet of chocolate buns. I'm telling you now, Si, it's the number one memory problem. Mm-hmm. But what always amuses me is this. People are really quick to tell me how bad they are with remembering names. And yet I say to them, right, I'll tell you what, guys. I'll take you next door into the pub. I'll introduce you to 10 new people. If you can remember what they called in an hour, I'll give you £500,000. Mm-hmm. Do you think their memory for names would all of a sudden improve?
Yeah.
Do you think they'd be on the internet looking for a strategy, trying to find out how they can improve names in 30 seconds flat? Of course they would. The biggest issue with memory I find is it's just a question of desire.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there is no stigma.
What do you mean?
Well, if you say you've got a bad memory, is there a stigma attached to that?
No.
Broadly speaking, no. I mean, let me give you an example. If you're interviewing me now and I say to you, God, I had a bad night on Saturday night, Si. And you go, oh, tell me, why, what happened? And I can say, well, you know, I only sold 200 bags of crack cocaine. And normally I sell about 400. That's a bad night. This interview would stop in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the stigma attached to that, and obviously quite rightly so. But, you know, if we look at this as a spectrum side, that's at the top end of the spectrum. Who would want to be associated with that kind of individual? But at the other end, where there's almost zero stigma, is memory. Because there is almost no stigma attached to having a bad memory. People cannot wait to tell me how bad their memory is. So I find it very interesting that people are very quick to come up and tell me they can't remember names. And yet, if I was to take them next door and introduce them to some new people and say, I'll give you £500,000 if you can remember their names, their memory for names would all of a sudden improve. You know why? Because they've got a reason. Because they've got an interest. Because all of a sudden, there's a benefit at the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reality is that you know, if you have a really bad memory for names, the chances are the biggest issue is with you. And I'm being harsh here to your listeners, but it's the same with everybody. I meet tens of thousands of people every year, and they all say they've got a bad memory for names. And yet, the reality is, you could go on the internet now, find out 500 strategies in a half a second, and yet you don't, because you can't be bothered. And if you can't be bothered, then the reality is it that lies with you. But, let's, you know, that's me being a bit harsh with your listeners.
I know, I've got a tear in my eye.
That's a motivational point. Because, you know, the thing is, it's the same with everything. If you want to lose weight, you know, if you want to improve your memory, if you want to do things with your life, the chances are that the biggest barrier to all of this is you. It's nothing else.
All right.
But we're going to have a lot of fun with this because, you know, memorising names actually is a lot of fun. And, you know, it becomes, you know, and when you do it when other people don't, it's fantastic. When you see somebody and you go, "Hiya, John, how are you doing?" And they go, "Fantastic, he's remembered my name." Little things, big difference.
All right, yeah, because I have a big problem with this. As you know, I play in a band and I meet people that come back to gigs and things, and it's terrible because I cannot remember their names.
Well, of course, and you know,
I'm feeling bad about this now.
And the thing is, you know, let's be honest about it, Si. I'm going to be harsh on you. These are people that have given up a full evening to come back and support you.
Mm.
And listen to, yeah, you're giving them value for money and entertainment, sure, but at the end of the day, you know that you are nothing without a few groupies along the way who come and support you, and you know, and you get a little group of people who crop up and you can't even be bothered to remember their names.
All right, I get the point.
Fair enough, my friend. So, how do we do it? Mm. It's dead simple. You know, let's go back to a nice little soft example. If I said to you my name was George Bush, would you be more likely to remember it?
Yeah.
Yes, you would, Si. Why? Because you have got an image associated with George Bush. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I say to you George Bush, straight away, your brain starts making ridiculous, fantastic associations and coming up with great images. Now, in the session that we did last time, what did we say? Imagination is the bedrock of improving your memory. It's the bedrock of improving your memory. So what we do is, if you know that you'd be able to remember my name more if I was called George Bush, what we need to do is create that connection artificially.
Right.
So my name is David Thomas, means nothing in this country. In America, he's the guy that opened up the Wendy's burger chain, the national burger chain Wendy. So when I'm in America, I actually have this fantastic opportunity where I say to people, "Can you remember my name?" And they go, "Yeah, Dave Thomas, the burger guy." Fantastic. So what we do is we do that artificially. So if you, for example, think of me, you think of David, you might think of David and Goliath from the Bible. You may or may not, whatever your religious disposition. I'm an atheist. It makes no odds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think of David and Goliath. So what you do is you imagine me swinging a sling.
Right.
But we remember from last week, we said images that are weird, animated, three-dimensional, ridiculous, exaggerated, etc. are the ones that people remember. So imagine I'm sat here and I'm swinging a sling. Imagine it's smashing up all the studio up. What does it sound like? What would it feel like if that sling hit you on the side of the head? It's ridiculous. It's crazy. But it works.
Mm-hmm.
So what image could you have for my surname, which is Thomas?
Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb. So imagine that if you met me, imagine I was sucking on my thumb. What does it sound? I'm sucking on my thumb. Imagine I'm eating my thumb. Imagine, you know, you can go crazy. You can create any image. Some people would say Thomas the Tank Engine.
Mm-hmm.
Being very cruel. So imagine the sound of a track going around the room, and I'm on the train, and it goes around, and the smoke billowing out everywhere, and it gets in your eyes and up your nose. Now, that sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? But this, you know, when we did the last session, you said, "David, I'm not sure if that's going to work."
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to do is it's about preparation. So what you do is you create images for names of people that you're going to meet as you come across them. So actually, if you took the top 100 names in the country, they constitute at least 50% of the people that you're likely to meet.
All right.
So what you do is you have a bit of fun with it. Do it with the kids. Do it with the missus. Do it with your partners. Do it with somebody at work. Have, you know, it's a good bit of fun. Just write them all down and think of crazy images that you can have. So let me throw this back at you. What image would you have for Oliver?
Oliver Twist.
That's too weak. What image would you actually have? What would be the image that you would attach to that individual?
A pink pocket.
a pickpocket. So you've actually got to imagine them picking somebody's pocket. Yep. That's what you've got to do. You can't think of Oliver Twist. That doesn't work. What is it about Oliver Twist that's concrete, that's a solid image that you could have? So you can imagine somebody with a bowl going, "Please, sir, can I have some more food?"
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to create something. So we'll just do one more. So what image would you have for Leicester?
I would have a racehorse.
There you go. So you thought Lester Piggott. You didn't say Lester Piggott because you now understand you need something concrete. So imagine the person on the racehorse. Imagine that, you know, it's galloping around the room. Everything's getting smashed up, whatever. Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's what you do. Now, does it sound like it's a bit of a pain in the backside? Yeah. But nothing comes easily.
That's really interesting. And as we know, the Association of the Images worked for me on the last session. So we shall try this over the coming week. And for you at home, try this for associating pictures with names. See if it makes it easier to remember names. If you meet somebody new in a shop and just say, "Excuse me, what's your name?" Preferably somebody that you actually know reasonably well, and try this out, and I'd be interested to hear from you. David Thomas, you are a grandmaster of memory. How can we actually get in touch with you?
Well, I'm dead serious when I say this. I would love to hear from everybody, especially, you know how you are managing to apply it. So the best way to get hold of me is david@themotivationspeaker.com. david@themotivationspeaker.com.
Now I'm thinking of a train moving there, motivation.
You see, you're getting into the groove already.
David Thomas, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And don't forget, you are what you can remember.